Part 1.
Suzanne lives in Bangkok with her husband and two children. Her office is 7 kilometres away, but it takes her 2 hours to get there by car every day. Some cities have problems with pollution, crime, or bad weather. Here we have traffic jams, she says. Before going to the office, she has to take her children to school, so she sets off at 5 a.m. The children sleep until they arrive at school. Then Suzanne begins her journey to the office. In the evening, the traffic is even worse. Traffic moves in the city centre at 0.5 kilometre an hour. In rainy weather, it doesn't move at all. But why is it so bad? In the past, more people moved around Bangkok by boat. Now so many people have a car and there aren't enough roads in the city. The SkyTrain and Metro can help a bit, but they are limited in range and don't cover all parts of the city.
Now listen again.
Suzanne lives in Bangkok with her husband and two children. Her office is 7 kilometres away, but it takes her 2 hours to get there by car every day. Some cities have problems with pollution, crime, or bad weather. Here we have traffic jams, she says. Before going to the office, she has to take her children to school, so she sets off at 5 a.m. The children sleep until they arrive at school. Then Suzanne begins her journey to the office. In the evening, the traffic is even worse. Traffic moves in the city centre at 0.5 kilometre an hour. In rainy weather, it doesn't move at all. But why is it so bad? In the past, more people moved around Bangkok by boat. Now so many people have a car and there aren't enough roads in the city. The SkyTrain and Metro can help a bit, but they are limited in range and don't cover all parts of the city.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.
How was your first day, Jamie?
Great, Mum. But Mr. Hart isn't my class teacher anymore. I've got Mr. Jackson this year. But Mrs. Richards is still my English teacher.
Great. And did you get to school at 8:30?
8:45. The bus was late. I was at the bus stop early, at 8 o'clock.
Right. So what subjects did you have?
We started with maths today, followed by physics, and then biology. That'll be every Monday.
Sounds an interesting timetable.
But it's not very easy to remember it all. But we get free time for study now, so that'll be easier than last year. I was so busy then.
True. Oh, your football boots are here. Did you forget them?
I didn't need them. But I left my lunchbox in the fridge, so I went to the cafe. Oh, guess what? My teacher loved my holiday homework.
So you've had a good day.
Yeah, I saw my old friends. Oh, and I made new friends. That was brilliant. But it's strange having a new classroom.
Now listen again.
How was your first day, Jamie?
Great, Mum. But Mr. Hart isn't my class teacher anymore. I've got Mr. Jackson this year. But Mrs. Richards is still my English teacher.
Great. And did you get to school at 8:30?
8:45. The bus was late. I was at the bus stop early, at 8 o'clock.
Right. So what subjects did you have?
We started with maths today, followed by physics, and then biology. That'll be every Monday.
Sounds an interesting timetable.
But it's not very easy to remember it all. But we get free time for study now, so that'll be easier than last year. I was so busy then.
True. Oh, your football boots are here. Did you forget them?
I didn't need them. But I left my lunchbox in the fridge, so I went to the cafe. Oh, guess what? My teacher loved my holiday homework.
So you've had a good day.
Yeah. I saw my old friends. Oh, and I made new friends. That was brilliant. But it's strange having a new classroom.
That is the end of part two.
That is the end of the listening test.